There's one thing that really struck me about this event and our present situation, something that we share. Both Elijah and the woman are forced into a lockdown. Elijah is sent into complete social isolation. The woman and her son are sliding into the ultimate isolation of death. Both of them, in their own situations, are waiting for the lockdown to end. Elijah and the woman are waiting. But the ending of the crisis is not for them to determine. They are participants in a situation that is totally beyond their control. The ending of the crisis, the ending of their lockdown, waits on God's purposes and timing. The widow and the son are trapped in a famine. Like us, they had no idea that events in another nation would lead to their suffering, to their lockdown. We and she are both doing what we can to get through. And sadly, so many people in our situation are confronted by death. She had no idea that God was coming to rescue her. By contrast, however, we are like Elijah. We are waiting in trust in the Lord, trusting in Him, waiting while the crisis unfolds. Elijah knew that one day God would call him back to declare the end of the drought. But between the certainty of the drought's cause and the certainty of its ending, there was nothing he could do but wait. First, totally alone. Then, as a boarder in a house in a land that was not his own, waiting for God to bring all things through to his timing. I wonder, as a question, whether in our own current situation, are we waiting more like the widow than Elijah? She waits as a victim of events. Elijah waited as a trust holder in the sovereignty of God. Perhaps we tend to see waiting as something to suffer between the anticipation and the arrival, as something we seek. But it may be that God calls us to see it as a time for our willingness, a time of testing, a time that it may be to patiently endure on Him, not seeing it as wasted time, but as preparation time for His future, a time to deepen our relationship with Him, a time to stand firm in our hopes in Him, a time in which the struggles of depending upon Him form us for the life He calls us to after the waiting is over. This might be life as an individual, it might be life as a family of faith, but it will be a new life. Elijah's God called waiting reminded me of Abraham and Sarah waiting for Isaac. And then in the enjoyment of the gift of the child, Abraham's faith is tested by God's call to sacrifice Isaac. It reminded me of Joseph waiting in the dungeons of Pharaoh, and then in his freedom as the second in the kingdom, preparing that community for a famine, he meets his brothers again who had sold him into slavery. He could have imprisoned them, but instead he forgave them. It reminded me of David. David anointed to be king as a boy by Samuel, yet suffering years of waiting while Saul still ruled. Saul indeed endeavouring, seeking, trying several times over many years to kill David. And David himself facing an opportunity to come into his kingship by killing Saul, an opportunity he refused to take. And most of all, it reminded me of Jesus. Jesus, who before creation moved into waiting for the right time to save us, living in obscurity in the flesh for some 30 years, waiting for the right time to come into his mission, calling us to the kingdom, evading enemies, waiting for the right time to surrender himself to the cross. Perhaps we're at risk of seeing this lockdown as an enforced waiting to be endured before we take up life again as normal. Perhaps like waiting for a bus that's running late before we continue with our planned journey. Perhaps rather we should see it as God inviting us to deepen our relationship with him, because there are times of challenge coming. Perhaps challenge to us as individuals, perhaps challenge to us as a church. Times of faith choices, times where we will be called to put what God wants first, not what we want. To put the new things of God before the things we used to do. Times of invitation to take up our cross. Times for fresh faith choices. Times when we need to be able to walk clearly and straightly and truly in the Lord, without looking back, as the Israelites did, always looking back to Egypt. Oh, for the days of cucumber, and oh, for the times we used to live there, always with good food. Times when we are to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who leads us forward into his new future. Times, and perhaps therefore this waiting time, is a time when God is calling us to be like Elijah, to trust in him for his future purposes, to trust in him for his care and protection, so that we, like Elijah, even more so like Jesus, are ready for God's timely gospel hour. In Jesus' name, amen.